Amen. Just want to be sensitive to the Lord and let the Lord have his will and way. Those old time meetings, amen. You have a lot of exhorters that exhort people. We get too much in a hurry, amen, a lot of times to have meeting and meet with the Lord. The Lord's good. It's wonderful to us, amen. Amen. Gospel of Mark, chapter number 5. Let me say while you're turning, I certainly appreciate you, the faithful people of this local church. Some of you have took off work, and your sacrifice will not be too great, I can guarantee you, to support your local church meeting. But Rich, thank God that you're here. Brother Rich, did you have a word of testimony? I know she raised your hand there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, it's good to be in a church where people aren't going to be there. I think some churches look like they have a bunch of Christians in there at the moment. Why are they here?
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Yeah.
Hey.
Praise God. There's people who drove a long way to these meetings. Amen. And thank God for you. Appreciate you making the effort, praying, being here. Thank you for you that are here, that are even lost, that want to come sit under the preaching of the Word of God, maybe took days off. And thank God for you. Amen. And I trust the Lord will do an eternal work in our hearts in these days. Appreciate this pastor, this church, the open door to be here. Thank you for being so hospitable to me and my family. Thank God for that. Meetings go too fast. They really do. I mean, even when I used to preach on a lot of the meetings I'd preach was, they'd start out 8 days, Sister Gearhart, and you'd have 8 day meetings at the least. And it didn't matter how long they were over too fast.
Yep.
And, right. You know, it's not the danger of going too long. The danger is going too short.
Yep.
And so we thank the Lord for that. And we trust that the Lord will help us. Amen. Amen. So everybody done what they know God wanted to do. I'm talking about God. We're not in a hurry. Amen. You know that God wanted you to do something.
Brother, this past Sunday, there was a lady at our church that was, she's a meth head pretty much. And her life was utterly destroyed and everything else. And I started preaching in Sunday school over there in the book of 1 John that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Yeah.
And there's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, he divides many things. Everybody thinks Jesus is about unity. Huh. He divided light and dark,
yeah,
right from unrighteousness. Yep. Meth head, she just sat there and just wept and sobbed in her sin. She came to my dad later and said, is there any hope for somebody like me? Can Jesus change me? I want to thank God that there's a Jesus that can change her. He changed me, changed my life.
Amen. You know,
those people that sat there and thought, she needs this. They're lost and going to the same hell. There's people that sit in here that are going to the same hell as that woman.
Right.
And they're not in the light with the Lord Jesus Christ. They're in the same darkness.
Yes.
As that woman. They're in the same shape that she's in, if not worse.
Right.
But yet they would look down their nose and think, I'm better than that woman.
Yes.
But if you're not saved, you're in the same darkness.
Amen.
As a prostitute out there. If you're not saved, you're in the same darkness as a whore.
Right.
If you're not saved, you're in the same darkness as a dope addict.
Right.
If you're not
That's
saved,
right.
You're in the same darkness as any old sinner out there. You're in probably some of us are in worse shape.
Right.
But you know what? She could be affected. She could weep under the gospel of the Lord
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ.
Amen.
She could sob. She left out of the building sobbing
right.
under the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because she could understand the fact that she's a guilty sinner.
Amen.
That she's in the darkness. She's not
Reach
in the light.
Right.
That she's a filthy sinner. That she's ungodly. And that's what
Amen.
People need to get.
Amen.
You're not saved. You're just as guilty as the meth
right.
head. You're just
Amen.
As vile as the drunkard. You're just as David, Peter's brother up here, he said, I can't go to church because you can't go to church smelling like beer, and I can't go to beer smelling like church. I said, that's a pretty good mindset. He understands that darkness is darkness and light is light. I said, that's a pretty good statement.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Mark chapter number 5, the Gospel of Mark chapter number 5. Stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. I've learned this. In almost 31 years of preaching. No two services are alike, and you cannot duplicate services. Right. I tell you, I sure thank the Lord for the liberty that God has given us. I get to measuring up people when I go into new churches, amen. Of course, I've preached here before. And then they start measuring me up once I start preaching. And usually it just seizes me all up. God has given us unusual liberty in this meeting thus far.
Amen. Glory.
Give Him the glory. Give Him the praise. When the Word of God has free course, whether we see it or not, God is doing the work. I appreciate the burden. Getting ready, and the Lord just placed on me a burden. I felt like I needed to get here, spend time with the Lord before the services. I appreciate the Lord for doing that. Let's look in the Scriptures, the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 5. Look at verse number 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. And she said, If I may but touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she had been healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling,
knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Notice what the Bible says in verse 26. And we'll take this for the thought for our message. And it suffered many things of many physicians. And it spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. I want to talk to you this morning with the help of the Lord on growing worse. Growing worse. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you, Lord, today that you'd help us. Thank you for each song that's been sung. Thank you for the choir singing that's glorified the Lord. Thank you for the testimonies that, Lord, have edified us, exhorted us, implored us, and dealt with sinners about their need for the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of the meeting. That, Lord, you've been throwing out the lifeline time after time. And, Lord, it would be a shame. We don't know how this meeting is going to transpire, but it'd be a shame for this meeting to go forth if Jesus does not come back. And night after night, the gospel go forth, and then people leave here lost without God. Lord, you need to do the work. We ask you, Lord, as we're praying before, help, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Come down and help us in this arbor here. And Lord, touch lives for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Here's a woman in our text that's had a physical problem that has prolonged for 12 long years. She has a blood problem. She has what the Bible calls an issue of blood. She tried to go to worldly doctors, physicians as it were, but they could not help her. People today that have a sin problem, they go to every other means trying to help their problem except to the Lord. And the Bible says she'd spent out. She'd spent out all her financial means trying to cure her problem. And she did not get any better. The Bible says she rather grew worse. But I'm glad that Jesus, we've heard it in the testimonies and exhortations, the Lord Jesus, Brother Moyer, thank God, can do what no earthly physician could ever do, amen. He can cure your problem today. I want to talk about this, amen, from the scriptures about growing worse, amen. There are a lot of people, amen, according to the Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 13, they grow worse in deception. They grow worse in deception, amen. The Bible tells us in these last days, in verse number 13 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I don't know what all you've heard. I don't know if you've ever heard much Bible preaching. But I tell you what, there's so many voices, and the world presents so many ways to get to heaven. But I'm telling you, friend, if you're not careful, you'll get in a way of deception, amen, and it'll end you up in a Christless eternity in hell. The Bible says that evil men, these are not good men. Somebody may say, well, he's sincere. He's a good man. The Bible says a person that would lead a person astray is an evil man. Evil men and seducers. They're waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Thank God you're under this arbor today. Thank God you're a part of a Bible preaching church. If you go to church faithfully, these churches that I know about, amen, you hear the Word of God, but you just can't go anywhere and hear the truth. You can't go across town in many places, amen, and hear the truth of the Word of God because it's got evil men and seducer. I don't have to describe a seducer. A seducer is trying to solicit you to do something wrong, amen. And I'm going to tell you, friend, we have churches and pulpits filled with men today, amen, that are full of seducers and deceivers, amen. You can't get to heaven anyway except the Lord Jesus, amen. You can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps, do the best you can, amen. Listen, friend, follow the golden rule, count the rosary, do the Holy Eucharist, amen, or a thousand other things that we could expound on that people say are a way to God and a way to heaven. That crowd's a bunch of deceivers, a bunch of liars that damn men's souls in ungodliness and perdition, amen. A lot of Baptist preachers are that way, amen. I grew up in a time, amen, where they said all kinds of people were getting right with God, supposedly getting saved. We've heard about it today, amen. But you can't have just a mental assent to the truths of God's Word. God talks about the Word of God getting implanted, amen. I tell you what the Word of God does. It begins to get sinked down into your heart, amen. And the Word of God, amen, begins to change your mind about some things because the Word of God is a spiritual source, amen. It's a spiritual source. We ought to make much of the Word of God when we preach. Amen. Listen, friend, thank God the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in His sight, but all things are naked and open before whom we have to do. I've had people come hear me preach over the years, and they said, who's been talking to you? Amen. Yeah. Oh, nobody. Hey, listen, I spend time. I don't fish for information. Right. I don't try to pull information. I'd rather have no information. If you got a man of God and got the message of God, it's amazing what He'll uproot in your life. Amen. Right. God knows what's going on, and I implore you, hey, listen, friend, don't go out from behind the walls of a Bible-preaching church and get hooked up with a bunch of deceivers, amen. We got them all over Kingsport, amen. I call one place, amen, that they used to flock to, I call it the landfill on the hill. I got office for that one, amen. The landfill on the hill, amen. I said it's where most churches dump their garbage.
That's right.
Amen. Listen, with our contemporary hyped up music and their new so-called Bibles, which ain't a Bible, amen. And listen, friend, go and listen, people want to go to the syncopated music with the boogie-woogie time, amen. I'm not interested in that bunch of deceiving mess, amen. I need some old-fashioned preaching that'll preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Listen, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what I need.
Amen.
You can go anywhere and hear this bunch of deception, amen. But a seducer, amen, will lead you astray and he'll entice you to do evil, amen. Look over in 1 Timothy chapter number 4. I'm telling you, we're living in a day of deception, amen. And we're growing worse in deception. Listen, that's the reason most people, unfortunately, are on their way to hell. And most people, even in so-called churches, are on their way to hell because we're steeped in deception in these last days. There was a day where the gospel was thundered forth, but not in our day, friend. Almost every pulpit, amen. It's a day of deception. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1. The Bible says now, the Spirit speaketh expressly. Now there's times when the Spirit speaks, amen. But this time He's speaking expressly, amen. Expressly. He's speaking very distinctly and very outspokenly, amen. The Spirit speaketh expressly, amen, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, we're living in a day where pulpits are spewing out a bunch of doctrines of devils. Any preacher that preaches against repentance, amen, that's a doctrine of devil, amen. Any preacher that would say, you say, well, they say that repentance is a work. Well, I'll agree with them to a point. It's a work of God, and it better work in you, amen. It better work in you. You say you believe in salvation by works. Most Baptists don't believe in salvation by works, no way, amen. What they say they got don't work.
Amen.
It don't work.
Amen.
It don't work no repentance. It don't work no forgiveness. It don't work no confession. It don't work at all, amen. And I'm not talking about works for salvation anyway. I'm talking about what you say you've got don't work, amen. Hallelujah. It don't work in a changed life. Listen, I'm going to tell you, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. But all things, behold, all things have become new. Amen. What's new about you? Amen.
Amen.
I had a Baptist preacher who wanted to debate me about the fact, amen, when you get saved, you get changed. That your life gets changed. Amen. Amen. You, by the grace of God, have got to anoint me to preach. And if you're living a double life and going down to the honky-tonk and the whorehouse and hanging out with the tramps, amen, and by the grace of God, have got to anoint me and give me a message, amen, you ain't going to feel comfortable when you come hear me preach. I don't believe in that kind of junk, amen. I'm telling you, when you get saved, God will change you. God will change you, amen. He'll give you a new heart. He'll give you a new spirit. He'll give you a new direction, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. We want these little slick-tongued jerks, amen, that's got a forked tongue of the devil. And listen, friend, what you need is an old-fashioned leather lung preacher, amen. They'll tell you it's heaven or hell. Amen. You're in or you're out. You're saved or you're lost. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. There is no other alternative.
That's right.
Amen. You catch. Amen. Bunch of deceivers. We live in the day and hour as a bunch of deceivers. Amen.
Yes.
Which local church you go to? Praise God. Amen. You could be out here with these bunch of deceivers. Bunch of shysters. Bunch of devils. I don't know if God told me gets to whip the living devil out of them. I'm pinned up anyway, amen. You say a pastor shouldn't do that. I ain't one. Amen. 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 Y'all pray for me. I need a good spirit. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, that crowd's leading people to hell at a breakneck speed. Amen. They won't preach truth. They don't preach about hell. They don't preach about sin. They don't preach about repentance. Amen.
That's right.
Bunch of deceivers.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The Spirit speaketh expressly. He's wanting us to note this. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I tell you what, you'll grow worse in deception. You'll grow worse in deception. Amen. I tell you, some of you are on a dangerous precipice. If God's truly showed you you're lost, and Lord, you're not saved by the grace of God. Listen, I've seen people leave Bible preaching churches, and it's amazing, Brother Zach, what they went after. It's amazing how they've got wrapped up in false doctrine. You meet them all the time out on the street. I used to be a Baptist, and now I'm a Roman Catholic. I used to be a Baptist, now I'm a Mormon, amen. And I'm going to tell you what their problem is. They've never been saved, but now they've got deceived. They may never come out of that, amen.
That's right.
Preached to a young lady a few years ago, amen. She made a profession of faith, said that she got saved, and now she's married to either a false Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon. Where's the discernment in all that? Where's the discernment? I thought the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Amen. Some people have no leadership of the Spirit, amen. It just tells you, you're wandering around and you're lost. Amen. No, I'm talking about as an overall view. You have no leadership whatsoever of the Holy Ghost. You say, how do you know I'm saved? Amen. I tell you what, do you have the Holy Ghost? He's a person. As much as God Himself is a person, does He lead you? Does He minister to you? Does He speak to you? Amen. He's a person. Amen.
That's right.
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 Don't tell me you can't know you're saved. Amen. There's somebody that lives on the inside.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 13. The Bible talks about all these seducers and evil men. The Bible talks about that the Spirit speaketh expressly. And then the Bible talks about these false preachers. I believe it's talking about here. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such are false apostles. Amen. Listen, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Just, Brother Rich, as the man of God, your pastor, is energized by the Holy Spirit when he preaches a message from God, these people are energized by Satan.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly right.
They're energized
That's
by
right.
Satan. I was preaching a meeting one time on the radio, and a guy was on before me, man. He's called Bishop Pugh. Bishop Pugh. I said, they named him right, amen, P-U. Said, false apostle. He claimed to be an apostle of Christ. I said, he's a false apostle. He's an evil worker. Amen. You said, that ain't too kind, amen. Hey, it wouldn't have been right if I hadn't said something. We got enough people not saying nothing.
Right.
Thank God for somebody else saying something, amen. I'm not saying I got a monopoly on the market and I don't always say it right, amen. But I told God when God dealt me about preaching, I was going to preach the truth, amen.
Amen.
And amen. The preacher, that listen, when I come up and surrender my life to preach the gospel, you wouldn't believe who said it, amen. But the preacher said, I pray that, listen, if you don't preach the truth, amen, that your tongue will rot out, amen. Listen, I wish it would, amen, rather than compromise and deceive folk, amen. I've tried faithfully, amen, for almost 31 years. To preach the truth of the Word of God. Growing worse in deception. Number two, growing worse in degeneration. Look over in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. See, each time you hear the Word of God, amen, and you truly reject truth, you're not growing better, you're growing worse. And it could be you're like Pharaoh. He was confronted with the Word of God time and time again. And he grew harder and harder and harder. And one day, God hardened his heart. I don't claim to have a monopoly on God like some that have counted down, and if you don't get right with God by 10, amen, you ain't going to get saved. That's a bunch of foolish.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you one thing. You leave where God has unctionized the preaching,
yes, sir,
and the virtue is going out, amen, and the Spirit of God is moving, and it gets heavy in the meeting, amen, and you leave that type of a service, amen, you're playing a dangerous game.
That's right.
Amen. You're playing a very dangerous game.
That's right.
Amen. Growing worse in degeneration. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. The Bible says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. And he saith, I will return into my house from whence I come out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. The house used to be empty, now the house is full. But it's not full of God.
That's it.
It's full of evil spirits. See, there's a struggle going on here during this meeting. And if our eyes were to be open to see wicked, ungodly, foul spirits that are here. You know, we've looked at those chick tracks and kind of thought it comical, amen. And I'm telling you what, the devil's at work.
That's right.
And the devil's at work for you to annoy the Word of God, ignore the Word of God, turn the preacher off. I don't like his mannerisms. He's mad at everybody, amen. And listen, friend, he'll do anything he can to distract you. And if you're not careful, you might even make a profession. And when it's a false profession, notice he was still empty, amen.
That's right.
It's a dangerous thing to make a false profession. There's been people that's made professions that I didn't have no confidence in. Amen. I know I'm not the ultimate judge, but I had no confidence in them. Amen. But
that's
it's a
right.
dangerous thing to make a false profession. You know why? There's some people that really try to clean up. They try to garnish the house. They try to decorate it.
Well, that's right. That's
they try to sweep
that's
it.
Right.
But what's on the inside, Brother Zach? They're full of devils.
Right.
Full of devils.
Right.
And it takes them down in degeneration. That's what religion will do for you.
Yeah.
Religion without Christ is empty, vain, null and void. Had some precious people come to the service. Like I said Sunday, some of my friends have stood in awe about some of those people. But most of those people are empty. It's done nothing for them. And they would consider themselves, they stay away from more of the world than any of us do. But it's all make-believe! Just like some of you. It's all for sight! Just like you sitting in the pew there. Degeneration. Growing worse in degeneration. Degeneration has to do with moving to a worse state. Garnished means adorned, decorated, embellished. I've been in services like this, and thank God, as far as I know, amen, I couldn't sense it this morning. But like I said there, Brother Tim, we probably saw some of that last week. Service gets sweet, God's saints that are truly saved start testifying about how good it was and is to be saved, and people will feel under pressure to say something and get up and say something.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
And you know, all they do is embellish some stuff.
That's right. Come on.
There's people, amen, that find out from Bible preaching they must repent. They add that to their testimony.
Come on.
There's people that find out from the Bible they must be under conviction. They add conviction to their testimony. There's people that find out, amen, there must be. Listen, I'm not talking about how many tissues you use, but there must be brokenness and contrition over sin. And they add that to their testimony. And for you, hey, what I'm saying, you don't have a testimony.
That's right.
You don't have any testimony. It's just embellished.
That's it.
You've just got the trappings. It's just decorations. And the problem is, this man tried to clean himself up. And when he went home, he tried to clean his own house, but it was empty. But the devil made sure it was filled up before he was through. He filled him up with all kinds of foul spirits. Brother John, we're dealing in a different day. Brother Tim and I, and Brother Zach, Pastor Black, and Brother David's a few years older than me. We're dealing in a different day than what you dealt with. Probably when you started the ministry years ago. We're dealing with people, amen, that their mind, you know, my heart was so burdened. And listen, we tried to exhort that young man, not try to get a profession. But my mind was so burdened. His mind was so altered here Sunday. And we're dealing with people that their minds are so altered. Some of their minds are about destroyed.
Right.
Now God is greater than all that. And God can work through all that. But I'm telling you, we're dealing with things today that older preachers didn't have to deal with in their day.
Right.
Tim touched somebody and hit a stump too. All his mind altering drugs. Yeah. Right. Amen. It's all that witchcraft. Amen. People going to get saved. Amen. They're going to have to turn from their witchcraft. Amen. You ain't doing wicked. Yeah, amen. But you sure are doing a lot of pills.
Right. Come on.
Amen. And that's what that stuff has to do with.
Right.
Mind altering drugs. Amen. And their mind's in a fog. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit can break in on all that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, friend, you better watch out, amen. Cleaning, garnishing the house, embellishing the house, amen. And all you are is filled up with a bunch of foul spirits. Mm. You say, Brother Rhodes, we've come to this meeting, we're saved by the grace of God, amen. We don't have to have a meeting, amen, where everybody examines himself.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything wrong with that? Examine yourselves. Whether you be in the faith, prove your own self. You are. You are proving your own self.
That's right.
That's right. Hey. You say, when am I going to get some food during this meeting? Amen. Pastor Black will have food for you Sunday. Amen.
That's right.
And by the way, amen, you can get some gospel food now. You can rejoice you're not deceived. You can rejoice that God got you off that path, amen, of degeneration and degradation, amen. I'd like to see if you New York people get happy if you're saved. If you're happy and you know it, raise your hand. Amen. I don't think rejoicing and praising God just for Tennessee folk, amen.
That's right.
I didn't act like this either, amen, before I got filled with the Holy Ghost for the first time.
Right.
Is that all right? Y'all right? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm feeling so good I might sign my own Bible. Amen. When God filled me with the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about Baptist folk too. When God filled me with the Holy Ghost, amen, He caused a rejoicing. He caused literally a well. Amen. A gusher! And they made that bedrock was down there! A gusher! Glug, 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 glug! And then it spewed out!
Amen!
And I rejoiced half the night. How do you like that?
Amen.
I make you nervous now. Amen. How would you like to have been with me till 2 and 3 in the morning?
Amen.
To God be the glory. God was helping me.
Amen.
And those things are sacred, amen. I'm not saying to brag, amen. I don't know. I know I was rejoicing all the night, but I'll tell you, amen, when I was back in those fields in Georgia, after God had called me to preach and anointed me and filled me with the Holy Ghost, I literally, and this is no lie, this ain't an illustration, amen, I literally peeled my leather penny loafers from toe to heel. Rejoicing.
Amen.
So shout your shoes off. I'd like to get like that again. Mama, I'd like to get back. I'd like to get back like that again, amen. God's let me get into glory. Sometimes, amen, I've about literally passed out. I'm not about talking about being slain in the spirit either. I was in a meeting in Georgia, amen, here a few weeks ago, amen. And God let me preach in an unusual way. Amen, an unusual way, amen. And listen, I about got overcome again with heat stroke, amen. God's been helping me here. Usually, I get so overheated, my thermostat just kicks out, amen. I tell you what, if God's people would start getting happy about being saved, some people might want what you've got.
Now, come on.
That's right.
Amen.
But some of you look like you've been eating 15 jars of the oldest girls, and they said they were good. I mean, I didn't get to eat none of them, so I'm not throwing off. But you look like you've been eating 15 jars of her deal pickles. And you tell me you're saved. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How you doing? Amen. And you look like you got a kidney stone or something. And you got to be careful, Brother John, sometimes. People do have that, amen. You look out there and start and everything else, and they're in pain. You ain't guilty of doing that, but I've been guilty of doing that, amen. Hallelujah. They really are in pain, amen. But I tell you what, Peter, when you get saved and you've been found out that you've been set at liberty, I don't ever want to get over it. I don't ever want to get over it. I once was lost in sin, hallelujah. Hey. But Jesus took me in, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Hey, oh, happy day.
Hallelujah.
Happy day when Jesus took my sins away, amen.
Amen.
Hey.
Good. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Time to hold on to these glasses, amen. The optometrist started seeing me for breaking my glasses. He don't believe I'm breaking for preaching all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord's so good to us.
Amen.
Growing worse in degeneration. Let me close. But I tell you, Brother Black, to God be the glory. You said, how, in so many words, you said, how's the meat going? I can't remember that word. How's the spirit? God's been giving me unusual liberty.
Amen. Glory to God, brother.
I'm blaming on Brother Black. He said, be yourself.
Right.
I'm doing my best to imitate myself.
Hey.
Amen. Hey, man.
Hey.
I'm thrilled about being saved.
Hallelujah.
I'm ecstatic about it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know what it was to be deceived. I know what it was to make professions. Ages of 9 and 10, I made multiple professions. Amen. But thank God for the day that I got saved. Amen. At the age of 19.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Go ahead and just close. Amen. We'll preach that another day. Amen. Growing worse because of deception. Growing worse because of degeneration. Sometimes growing worse. Listen to this, Tim. Sometimes growing worse causes desperation. Go back to our text. Amen. In Mark chapter number 5.
Come on.
This woman got desperate, amen.
That's it.
this woman knew if she didn't find a cure, amen, she was going to die in her condition.
Right.
Yeah. Praise God. After going to all those worldly physicians, she went to the right source. And by the way, you're not coming to the preacher. You're not coming just to the Baptist church. Salvation's in Christ and Him alone. Amen. Salvation's in a person. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Salvation's not in, by, and through a plan. Right. It's through a person.
Right.
But this woman was desperate. And she come to the right source. Amen. Look at verse number 26. And the Bible says in Mark 5, 26, and it suffered many things. I don't know if they used her as a guinea pig. I don't know if they used her as an example. I don't know if they just took her money like all these quacks we go to.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing. She'd suffered many things of many physicians. And it's been all that she had. And was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Caused her, Mr. Aswitz, I can't remember your first name, amen, it caused her to get desperate.
Come on.
She started searching for somebody she heard.
Right.
And she even interrupted another miracle. Jesus didn't rebuke her for that.
Amen.
You know, I don't care how busy God is.
That's right.
He's got time for you.
Amen.
He can be doing the miracle, as Brother John said, of salvation over here, and he's got time to go over here in the overflow tent and deal with somebody over here. He can be helping somebody over here in the back, and he can help somebody up here up front. Amen. He's not too busy. Amen. You know, the Bible says they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. See, here's a woman that could get no help from worldly physicians. She had been so vexed. She had suffered, amen. And she was in a bad plight. And she spent everything she had. She's in squander, amen. She didn't have nothing to offer. And by the way, you don't either.
Right.
You don't have anything to offer people.
No.
Say, I'm a sinner. Well, who you need's the Savior. And if you see yourself a sinner, then it's right for me to point you to the Savior. Amen. She'd spent all that she had. Here's a woman that's not only diseased, but she's destitute. And you may have all the world. And I look around. I hate to keep alluding to it, but I'm trying to use it as an example. I work for the people that are around here. I'm trying to be delicate. I don't want to hurt their feelings in case they can hear me, okay? But I worked for them up in northern Pennsylvania when I first started driving truck. And up above Ravenna, Middlefield, all that, Sugar Creek. I worked for them, hauling their lumber for many, many years. And a lot of them, not all of them, and Brother Black, who's enlightened me about a lot of stuff, but a lot of them are very... what we would call wealthy people. Wealthy people. But just like that rich young ruler, amen, that come to Jesus. And Jesus told him what he must do. If it was in between him and God, sell all that you have. Not be willing to sell it. Sell it all.
Right.
And give to the poor. And he went away sorrowful.
Right.
I don't know if it's wealth or worldly means. It's in between you and God, of getting right with God. But whatever it is, we don't have nothing to offer Him anyway.
Right.
He offers everything we need. You need to come to Him. She's destitute. You know, I'm glad And I'm not going to take the time to go over Deuteronomy 15:11. But you know, even the law commanded that the poor be taken care of. Deuteronomy 15:11. Check it out. God commanded that the poor was to be taken care of the land. But you know, I'm glad the Bible says, Romans 8:3-4, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. Right. And I'm glad He came to the lowliest of the low. He come to the destitute. He come to the diseased, so diseased by sin. He come where we is at so He could meet our needs. In Mark 5:27, it said, when she had heard of Jesus. I'm glad for the day, Brother Tim, when I heard of Jesus. Amen. We'll close with these verses. Isaiah 55, verse number 1. Ho! Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Amen. It cost him everything. But as far as money, it ain't going to cost you anything. But you're going to have to come and agree at His terms. And He calls on you to repent of your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Put your faith unconditionally in Him. He'll save you for Christ's sake. And notice, they didn't have to try to get her to confess. She made her own confession. Amen. The Bible says in verse 33 of our text, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she knew something happened in her.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I need somebody to take me back and show me some scriptures and literally, amen, they use car salesmanship tactics,
right.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
In fact, some cars with salesmanship, amen, ain't too good, amen. And I'm going to tell you one thing, that ain't going to stick.
Right.
But she knew something had happened. She knew. When you get saved, you'll know it.
Right.
You ain't going to have no doubt about it.
That's right.
Amen. And the Bible says, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. And He said to her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The plague of sin is running rampant in our day. And I come all the way from East Tennessee and I find it up here in Blaine, Pennsylvania. Because it's hereditary.
Yeah.
It's from our daddy Adam.
Right.
And it's passed upon all men.
Yeah.
For that all have sinned.
Right.
If you see yourself a sinner, you better come to the cure. And you don't just need another profession. You need a conversion to Jesus Christ is
right.
What you need. A conversion
right.
To Jesus Christ. And then He abides in you. Amen? And then when we sing some of these songs, amen, it'll be reality to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad He came to me one day. I'm glad by the grace of God when He prompted me, I came to Him.
Right.
You need to pray. You need to find your place of prayer. He's a merciful Savior.
Such this morning, but I don't want to rush.